I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo!
What's up, AfterBuzzers? How's it going? We're here live in our homes due to the coronavirus. As some of you might know, the studio was closed at AfterBuzz, but we're here giving you guys this live after show. We have so much to talk about today. And before we get into it, I have to introduce you to my amazing co-host. I got Miss Haley.
Hey, everyone. Super excited to be here to see you all. I hope everyone is staying safe. Thank you for joining us. We got a good one to talk about, guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. And we got Miss Lanisha also.
What's up, you guys? And I definitely have the game Doctor Who for y'all. The fun doesn't stop.
Oh, we cannot wait for that. And last but not least, we got Miss Chelsea.
Hey, everyone. So happy to be here. I'm glad that we're still able to meet up. And yeah, I just hope everyone is out there staying safe.
Yeah, definitely. So like Lanisha was saying, we have our Doctor Who set up for you guys. We also have some special predictions. And we're just gonna get right into it. So I wanna know, ladies, what did you think about this show or this episode?
I'll let Haley go first.
All right, guys. So I loved this episode, and all of you know, Grey's Anatomy makes me emotional. And typically I hold it back when we're in the studio because, you know, we're about to go live, all this good stuff. So this one, I just let my emotions flow. And this one made me happy. It made me cry. I got goosebumps. I loved this episode. It gave me so many OG Grey's Anatomy vibes, which has kind of been my thing lately. And that's what makes me keep loving the show. So I was here for this episode. What'd you think?
Nice.
Yeah, I definitely was feeling for DeLuca in this episode because, man, he is going through it because you know he does have a mental problem, but at the same time, it's like, dang, just listen to him. He's not crazy. What about you, Chelsea?
Yeah, I agree. I'm bouncing off of you, Lanisha. Oh, I was feeling for DeLuca at the beginning of the episode. I'm like, okay, DeLuca, you need help. But at the end of it, I'm like, okay, listen to him. So it's crazy how this played out. This is a really good episode, though. I was a fan of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was freaking mind blown with this episode, the plot twist that they gave. And so speaking of DeLuca, let's just talk about his storyline. So he is helping a patient named, I want to say her name was Cindy, right? The kid? Mm-hmm. Yeah, her name was Cindy. And, you know, everything is fine. Everything is going normal. And I'm watching this and I'm like, something just isn't right. Like, he's acting normal, but something isn't right. And then he brings the nurse over and he's like, hey, this child is being, or this patient is being child trafficking or something like that. Mm-hmm. What did you, Haley, I know you are amazing at calling these plot twists for Grey's Anatomy. Did you call that? Did you know that DeLuca was really on it? Or were you with the rest of the audience?
See, so when I was watching this, I have been really kind of paying close attention because truthfully, I don't know much about mania. And so I have been really, really closely watching DeLuca and how everyone is reacting to him as they continue to bring the storyline along. And in this case, though, I did get weird vibes because Grey's Anatomy has shown us these signs before. They've shown us that if a patient isn't talking and the guardian that is there is talking for them, and especially how she just kept saying she was the aunt and this and the child had abandonment issues. And there's just a lot of just talking that didn't add up for me. And then not only that, but the producers in casting decided to put both of them having red hair. To me, I was like, okay, they're just kind of trying to really set us up as an audience to think that they're related and to really lean in towards the DeLuca craziness. And so that's what kind of threw me off was, I was like, okay, something, one of the two things is off here. They're either trying to really make us believe one thing. And so I actually did believe DeLuca in this situation.
Okay. What about you, Chelsea?
I didn't believe him at first, honestly. I thought something was really wrong with him, and I felt bad for the patient. I felt bad for Sydney. I felt bad for the aunt, especially when he's calling her out in the lobby area, and then you just see that Sydney runs to her aunt, and I felt for them in that moment. So it was a really big drop for me at the end of the episode where the aunt is pulling Sydney's side, saying, did you say anything? And she was being really aggressive, and I was like, okay, DeLuca was right. But yeah, I kind of I took it as a shock because I knew that DeLuca has been dealing with a bunch of stuff lately. So I thought they were still going to continue that storyline. I didn't know that they were going to do it in reverse. And he ended up being right about the patient and the aunt.
Yeah. What about you, Lanisha? Did you call it or were you shocked like many viewers?
So I switched. Okay, so at first I was with Haiti. And okay. I was like looking at DeLuca's, how he was with Mania, and he seemed very calm and patient. And the stuff that he was calling out was reasonable. Like it didn't seem over the top to me or anything. So I was just like, oh, they should really look at this. And then I wanted to slap the nurse because you should be looking at this stuff anyways. And you're the nurse, okay? He is the surgeon. So why are you questioning him? I just did not understand that part. And I would just, like, would love it if those doctors would have actually at least looked into it instead of automatically assuming that he's crazy. Now, here's right. where I flipped and I went over to Chelsea's side was when it came down to the circle and the girl seemed like she was scared of him. So I was just like, oh, well, maybe that is her aunt or something. Like, oh, maybe he is a little crazy. But he's right. I was like, girl, you should have said something.
I was literally going back and forth and back and forth just from like when we first get introduced to the patients. I remember DeLuca being really rude to the mom. And I'm like, well, this has to be like his mania. And then, you know, he talks to the nurse and he's like, he tells her about his suspicions. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is for sure the mania. But then they did a little scene where they show the mom and she has like this look and it was like for a split second to the daughter. And I was like, wait, DeLuca might actually be right. And so at that point, I'm like believing DeLuca. And then they do the whole circle thing and the mom is crying and the daughter is like, I want my mom. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't believe DeLuca anymore. He really is like having some issues. And then the end, the mom is like, I can't believe you said something, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, damn, DeLuca was right. Like my mind was just all over the place and I loved it. Like it was awesome.
I think to me, like what the writers were hoping that we would kind of take away is mostly the fact that when someone in your life has a mental illness, whether they've gotten help or not, you can't exactly start hindering them or questioning them entirely. I know that DeLuca has had this track record up until this point of doing extremely drastic things, but he still has a lot of knowledge as a doctor. He still knows what he's doing. And at his core, he wants to just help. He's trying to help. And that's ultimately all he wants. It's almost as if all of his desires and what he's trying to achieve is, whereas like if a sane person without a mental health issue or without mania is going through it, if they're at like an 8 of trying to achieve the things he's trying to achieve, him with his mania is at like an 18. So he wants it that much more. He feels things that much more. And I think that's what they were trying to show us, that we're going to end up seeing a lot more of this where there's going to be more questioning of DeLuca. And then the characters on the show are really going to have a hard time with balancing of, okay, when is DeLuca still being knowledgeable or when is he being like out of his mind?
Right.
I agree with that part. And I think ultimately, like for short, stop calling crazy people crazy. It's just going to make them that more upset and go that much more crazy. That's just the same as calling a person that's not angry and then you keep saying, why are you angry? Why are you angry? Well, now I'm angry.
Yeah.
Well, Lanisha, let me ask you, do you think DeLuca knows that he has a problem?
No, I still think he's in denial. There is that. But he's not, I just want to say, like, I agree with Haley and a lot of things as far as, like, you can't push a person in that type of way. He feels more, so there's a certain way you're supposed to handle it. You're not just supposed to say, you're not okay, you're not all right, you're not fine. Right. And I think for him specifically, you got to approach him in a whole nother way, like how Meredith approached him. And now he's willing to actually get some type of help.
Yeah. See, I definitely think that DeLuca is at the point that he knows something's wrong. Enough people are telling him he knows something's wrong. And I think agreeing with you, Lanisha, that while he is in denial still about it, denial is still a phase of starting to admit it because you don't want to admit it. You know, it's not like he's just ignoring everything. Like, he is trying to prove to these people that he doesn't have it. And thus, at some piece of him thinks that he does. And I do agree with you that I thought Meredith handled it beautifully by almost like reverse psychologying him, you know, by being like, hey, tell me what you need. I will do it if you will do this. And I thought that I was like, kudos to you, Meredith, for knowing how to handle that situation.
And I'm kind of nervous though, because now that DeLuca is in this denial stage, you know, towards the end where he's on the motorcycle and he's just going super fast, I just hope that he ends up being careful, because sometimes when you're still in that denial stage, then it can affect you in many ways. And I just hope that he's going to be smart enough not to hurt himself or not to hurt someone else in the process.
No, yeah, I completely agree. Chelsea, what did you think about how Meredith handled the situation? Because I really, I have to give kudos to her, because she's sticking by his side, even though she knows, that, you know, he's going through all of this. And at the time, she really did think that he was losing it and that he wasn't using his best judgment. How do you think she's handling, like, this whole situation?
I loved it, how she handled it in this episode particularly, especially when DeLuca is pushing her away, saying, I don't love you, I don't want anything to do with you. And she's like, well, I love you. You stood up for me in a dark time, so that's what I'm going to do for you. This isn't over. I'm not throwing this away. So I think she handled it beautifully. And if anyone is going to get through DeLuca, I think it's definitely Meredith. And there's still a connection and attraction there that she's just not going just to let him hurt himself. So I think she's the best person for him right now.
See, and I think that we're almost seeing the opposite. So playing devil's advocate here, I don't think that she said, I love you as in, I am in love with you. I think she said it from a point of, I love you, I care about you. You helped me get out of a place of saving me from myself. So I'm going to do you the same justice because I care about you as a human. I love you as a human. You were important to me in my life. But I truly think that the chapter for the two of them is almost closed, if not closed.
Really?
Wow. Dun, dun, dun. I'm more towards Meredith than the other doctor.
I don't know.
Dr. Hayes.
I'm still shipping DeLuca and Meredith. This is a bump in the road that's gonna make their relationship even stronger.
I do agree with you, Haley, though. I think when Meredith was saying, I love you, it wasn't like I'm in love with you. That no, absolutely not. But she still cares for him. But I don't know, like, I'm with you, Benny. I don't think it's the end of DeLuca and Meredith.
Yes. No, I can talk about, honestly, DeLuca storyline all day. This was one of the, I love his storyline. This is the best storyline this entire season, in my opinion. But let's get on to Meredith. I am a little disappointed in her with this episode because of what she did towards the end. So they have this thing, I think it was called the Pro Bono surgery, right? And they're treating all these patients. They have a limited amount of time. Long story short, Meredith uses Tom's dirty money, and she now knows that it's his dirty money to make the services better. So yeah, she's doing something good with the money, but like we said last week, Tom was trying to do something with the money either, but we didn't give him a pass. So Haley, do you give Meredith a pass?
I don't necessarily know that I give her a pass, but I think that they're staying right on par with who Meredith Grey is. There was a reason Tom went to her and kind of beating around the bush, asking for advice. And at the end of the day, this is who Meredith is. And I think she took the situation as like, technically her hands are clean, because while she knows about the situation, did she do anything in the process of making the situation happen? No. So at the end of the day, does she still care for the people? Has she had people yelling at her, screaming at her, needing these surgeries all day long? Yes. So I wasn't surprised in the least bit, and I don't really blame her.
Okay. Lanisha, I'm looking at your face. I know you have something to say.
I'm with Meredith. You got the money. You got the money. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Let's do what we gotta do.
Ladies.
Okay. And I agree with you, Haley. Like, it's not like she was using it for dirty money, for the dirty thing that Tom was doing. She's actually doing it for the people that were screaming all day at her, especially that one girl who said, "You gotta help my mom. You gotta help." Okay, you not see that there's all these patients around here. I would have went crazy. I don't even know how she stayed sane. I really don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I'm with Mara with, you know, we have the money, so I'm gonna help everybody. There, justice is served.
Chelsea, what about you?
Benny, I'm sorry. I'm with Lanisha and Haley.
It's three against one.
Yeah, it's dirty money. And, well, okay, we don't know what he's going to do with the money yet, but she was disappointed in him, and she's like, look, I'll make a decision for you. We're going to go ahead and help these people, and she went in the right direction. So am I surprised? Absolutely not. You know, I know Tom was really shocked at the end, so it'll be interesting between them two. But this is Meredith, and this is why we love her, because she just makes these random decisions last minute, and they're like, okay, this is the direction we're going to go in.
Think about it like this. Think about it like this. Okay, you already have money. You have $5. Do you really know where that $5 went from? It could have been from a whole robbery, and then somebody went to a strip club. So how it didn't wind up in your pockets? I don't know, but you used
No.
It's the same thing.
This is my thing. We gave so much crap to Tom last week because of what he did. And he even said he wanted to use the money for a greater good. He didn't say what that greater good was for, but he wanted to use it for something positive. Fast forward to this week, Meredith knows that the money is not clean money. She knows it's dirty money. For me, it would be completely different if she had no idea. She knows it's dirty money. And just like Tom, she wants to use it for greater good. So how can we separate both Meredith and Tom and say Meredith is in the right and Tom was in the wrong last week?
Oh, see, last week I would have been the opposite. I was okay with what Tom did.
Were you okay with it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Why?
Because you have to think in the present. What the billionaire did was horrible, but that kind of had already happened. There was nothing that was going to bring back the lives of the people that were lost because of the rocket that he launched, because of the mistake he had, because of the lapse in judgment that he had. There was nothing that was going to bring those lives back. He still has done a ton, or at least they led us to believe that his character has done a ton for the community, for the world, in the way that he thinks and approaches things. So by penalizing him, by not taking his money, basically they were just going to be staying in the moment. And now this way, he has taken the money, and then now look at all the lives that they're going to save because of it.
But he also kept him from going to jail and from not doing time for his crime.
Yeah. I mean, think about how many people kept Meredith from not going to jail for doing something.
That's another thing. Meredith just got out of jail for a not wise decision that she made last season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was last season. And she's doing it all over again. She's making a poor decision all over again. We were talking about this, how Meredith, she feels like she can get away with whatever she wants. And once again, this is old Mare thinking she can get away with whatever she wants because she's Meredith.
I don't necessarily think she thinks that she's going to get away with whatever she wants, because in this situation, technically, she's not implicated unless somehow Tom were to be able to prove that she was. So, like, in this situation, this is just Meredith trusting her gut and trying to do what's best for others. And that, to me, that's all that this is. Because this one is completely on Tom.
All right. So, let's get down. Let's move over to Amelia, Teddy, and Owen's storyline. So Amelia, she finally tells everyone the good news. The baby is Lynx. She tells Teddy. Teddy has just a horrified look on her face. How are you feeling about Teddy, Lanisha, this episode and this season?
Listen, I said it last episode. She is such a hypocrite. She just has this whole judging thing against Amelia when she's like the worst. Like she's held her own share of secrets. She's cheated on her man that clearly wants to love her. And she was wrong. So she should have kept her mouth shut, because now she's looking like duh. Teddy's not my fave this season.
Mm-mm. Haley?
I think Teddy is really struggling. I think that she needs to have kind of a come to Jesus moment, because I don't think that she was ever really done with Tom to begin with. I think she knew deep down that Tom was the man she wanted to be with, but she had a baby with Hunt. Hunt had always been the man that she wanted to be with, and instead of self-reflecting and looking at herself and being like, what do I want in this moment? She just thought, what should I do? What will people expect me to do? And I think that's why she leaned all in on Hunt, because it's this fantasy that she's always had without actually processing and thinking about what she wants and needs in this moment. And I think that's what she's going through, is trying to have an excuse to go back to Tom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not a fan of Teddy. I do think she's definitely very lost right now. Even with the patient that she had in this episode, she even said, look, you didn't sign up for this life. So if you kind of make different decisions, it's okay. But she's telling more herself that than the patient. I think Teddy still is battling between Tom and Owen. And I know Tom made that decision for Teddy, saying, look, I don't do this with married women. You're about to be a married woman. This is where I'm drawing the line. So I don't know what exactly is going to happen there. But I think Tom is kind of putting his foot down and making that decision for Teddy, because she can't make it for herself right now.
And so, guys, I'm in the live chat too. And so we definitely have Tao's girls saying Teddy's 100% a hypocrite. Puds 38 is saying Teddy is looking stupid. We have Quintessential 2 saying Teddy doesn't know what she wants, or rather who she wants. One minute it's Tom, then the next it's Owen. Pretty much, Tao's girl says, I think Teddy is where Hunt was, where she was self-sabotaging. I definitely kind of agree with that. I was like, I think Teddy has just been so hurt by Owen so many times that she just can't get herself to a point where she thinks this is going to work out. So in the same regard, I can see her kind of going the self-sabotage route because of that reason. Just literally just that alone, is that she's never actually been able to get over the hurt that Hunt caused her.
I do agree with that part. However, it just does not justify Teddy. I'm so sorry. Like, my last nerves. And she still chooses to continue to lie about the situation. And knowing, like, how much more can Owen do to prove that he's loyal to her now? You know, there's been many tests where he could have went back to Amelia, but he stuck with Teddy's. So I'm just trying to figure out why Teddy's having such a hard time. You're either gonna be with Tom or be with Owen. Make a choice. Make a choice. Or be like how Jackson is, alone.
He cannot be alone, though. He is struggling being alone, though. Maggie called him out. She's like, what are you doing? You just can't be by yourself. He's like, yeah, no, I can't.
All right, guys. So, but first, before, because I can, y'all know, I can't wait to talk about Jackson also. What did y'all think, though? I want to talk to you guys about the scene where Emilio walked in and was like, hey guys, like baby daddy is Link, it's not Owen, and the awkwardness of that situation. And then just overall, gosh, I love Amelia and Link, guys. Love them.
Oh, me too.
Yes. So many people said last week how we didn't talk about them, and I like, oh, went over, but I am in love with Link and Amelia. I'm like over the moon with them too. So I'm so happy that Link's the baby daddy, as they would say. I'm so happy. I'm happy that he's willing to make these sacrifices and isn't bitter about it. I'm happy that they're going to be one happy family. And Owen and Teddy and that little oval triangle octagon situation over there can stay over there. Like, let's be happy.
Let's separate them.
Exactly. I'm tired of the octagon relationship.
Just so cute that Link is like, you know, I don't want to give up on my dream, but however, I'm putting you first. And I think that's so great. That's what a dad, that's what a man does. And Amelia deserves this. And I do like though, Amelia's like, you know what though? Let's promise each other we're not going to give up on our dreams. Even, you know, with this child, it does come first, but down the road, we still can't give up on ourselves. So I like it. They're compromising.
What did y'all think? So we know that Link basically got a job that he would be amazing at. It would be his dream job, but because he's going to be traveling, that's why he's ultimately not going to take the job. And he actually recommends Nico for the job. So what did you think of the whole Nico and Schmidt dynamic and relationship in this episode? Lanisha, what were your thoughts?
Girl, Nico gets on my nerves. Okay, mm-hmm. Schmidt does so much for that man. And I was already feeling iffy about him when they were like making out and everything. That time where he didn't want to have something serious with him. And Nico made it clear that we need to be like pretty much F buddies, not really have a real relationship. So I didn't like their relationship to begin with. Mm-hmm. As far as that aspect, but I really do hope that Schmidt finds somebody else, someone yes. that's worthy of him and doesn't put him in sucky situations where he could be homeless. And I'm happy that Joe came to the rescue.
Oh, Joe and Schmidt, that would be good. I'm really over Nico, like everyone says. I, especially last episode, you know, Schmidt's like, I want to talk about this. We have to have a relationship. It has to be more than just the physical stuff. And Nico just doesn't get it. So if he's willing to let him go, I'm for it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I'm so proud of Schmidt. I feel like we've seen a ton of character development in him. I mean, he went from being the scared glasses that wouldn't even tell people not to call him glasses to being this man that's standing up for what he wants, what he deserves. And I want him to be able to have that in the world. I don't think that Nico is handling the situation the right way at all. And I really hope that, I mean, I know we saw at the end in the bar scene that Schmidt was like, I think I broke up with myself, if that's even possible. And then he was like, I mean, it's me. And like that little piece of comic relief kind of showed me that Schmidt is going to be okay. And I think he's going to end up being better for it and for this situation. And guys, we finally have an answer of what they're going to do with Joe. And by making them roommates, I love it. I think it's going to be hilarious. And I think it's going to be what the show kind of needs out of the two of them.
Mm. What's up, guys? I'm back.
Jenny.
Technical difficulties. I heard you guys were talking about Schmidt, right?
Yes, Schmidt and Nico.
I am completely over Nico right now.
Nico!
Nico!
His name starts with
Nico! One of the days. I am completely over the guy. Like, he doesn't know what he wants, and I kind of feel like he's just pulling Schmidt along, which isn't cool. So,
yeah.
That's how over Benny is of him. He calls him Miko. Yeah. That's
I know. Yeah. Like, doesn't even deserve to have his name.
Don't really care. You know?
Guys, I will say though, also in the chat, Poods 38, because Benny, we went from talking about Amelia and Link into talking about this relationship. And they said, I'm here for Link and Amelia, but I'm cautiously optimistic. Amelia is another character who constantly self-sabotages. And then everyone else is completely bashing Nico for the most part. They're saying that they understand, but he should have handled it better. And Tao's girl says, I want Schmidt and Travis from Station 19. So I guess that's something that could also potentially happen.
Well, it just seems like Nico doesn't care what, so like he, like the breakup, was that even a breakup? Because it was just like, all right, well, I hope you can find someone that's like that then.
Yeah,
and, he's so nonchalant about it.
No, it really was. It was like, are you ending something? Or like, are you making this statement with a period or with a semicolon? Because is there more to be continued or is this over?
Right. And so, yeah, that makes me wonder, you know, did this guy have feelings for Schmidt, or was it just for the physical? Was it just for the sex and not the emotional aspect of the relationship? And I'm kind of leaning towards it was just for the physical. He found Schmidt attractive and he liked him, and that was that.
Yeah, I agree.
Before we move on to anything else, we have a special announcement that we want to tell you guys. Chelsea. Yeah.
So we just want to say thank you guys still for hanging out with us, even though it's a crazy time right now. I'm glad that we're still able to connect, and I just hope everyone is staying safe. That being said, we just still want to thank you guys for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. And to help us grow, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rating on the Apple Podcasts, and leave us a comment. We really just want to thank Maria, Kevin, and the whole AfterBuzz team for putting this all together. We're still able to connect even during these hard times because we love being able to engage with the fans and do what we love.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, definitely, guys, stay safe. Like Chelsea said, these are some very hard times. Wash your hands, be clean, just be cautious of everything around you, and just try to live life. All right. Let's go to, did you guys have anything else you wanted to talk about for the show?
I was going to say this. I mean, I could have, I guess, brought it up during news and gossip, but Puds, while we're talking about it, Puds 38 also said that I keep hearing rumors that the writers trashed Schmiko, apparently that's their ship name, for another Station 19 crossover to pair Levi with Travis.
Okay. And you guys, don't forget, we do have a Station 19 after show. If we're missing anything, we do have a Station 19 after show as well.
Nice. I need to start watching Station 19 because every time they do a crossover, I'm just like right over my head.
Yeah. Everyone's being paired with someone over there.
Yeah. I thought that we may not see as many crossovers since Vic and Jackson are done for the time being, but
yeah,
looks like they're still trying to really make that the two show relationships happen.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Jackson, I feel like his storylines are like the smallest storylines this part of the season.
Yeah.
So he's trying to find someone to go to this this game with. No one wants to go with him, and you see Maggie, and she makes like this smart comment. Maggie is great at making like little snide comments, and I forgot what she said, but it has something to do with him moving too quickly all the time, and I just love that. But I still feel like the writers are trying to get them back together very slowly. Lanisha, what do you think?
Jackson, I'm with Maggie. Jackson needs to be alone. He needs to learn how to be just by himself because he clearly can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jackson, but don't play me like how you play all these other girls.
What about you, Chelsea?
Yeah, I agree. I loved how Maggie called him out saying, look, you just need to be alone. You can't be alone. And even Jackson caught himself saying, yeah, you're right. I can't. So he just needs to chill. I don't think he needs to be in a relationship right now. He just needs to find Jackson. But I am loving Jackson and Weber together. I liked how they went to the basketball game at the end of the episode. Yeah. And who knows, maybe Weber can get close to Jackson and tell him what's really going on with him, because Weber still isn't close with anybody yet telling him about his condition. So, you know, I know things are going tough between him and Catherine, but who knows, maybe since Jackson needs to be alone, Weber needs somebody right now, they can make a good combo.
What about you, Haley?
Yeah, I'm still on the side that I think ultimately Maggie and Jackson are gonna be endgame. But I will say, I actually took it as him, whenever he kind of turned around and he was looking at Tom, I thought that he was kind of double saying like, yeah, I can't do that, I can't be alone. But then also I thought, like, while him looking at Tom, that he was really saying, yeah, I can't do that, as in I can't ask Tom. Like, I'm not that desperate to even ask Tom to go to the basketball game with me. So, I mean, that part kind of made me chuckle a little bit, but I did in the end. I thought it was perfect the way they wrote it out, that it's going to end up being, or that it was Jackson and Dr. Weber going to the basketball game together, because we see that their relationship strain is actually weighing on Weber more than we thought. And Maggie kind of alluded to that. So hopefully this will be able to provide some clarity for him.
Yeah. And speaking of strain, Richard, he's still, Richard and Fox, they're still going on with the separation. He got the separation paper, so that's not good for him. So yeah, he definitely needs Jackson. But let's move on to you said you have some news and gossip, Haley.
Oh no, I was saying that I could have said it with news and gossip. That's okay. Kelsey's area. She's the best at it.
So
Kelsey,
for news and gossip, Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, and The Good Doctor, they're all donating supplies for the coronavirus, including masks, gloves, gowns, and then Grey's Anatomy has a back stock of them, gowns and gloves included. So they are happy to donate during this difficult time to all the doctors who are working hard 24/7 trying to find a cure, trying to help these people that came down with the virus. So I thought that was really great for Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, and The Good Doctor to all contribute during this time.
That's really cool. Nice. Yeah. Do you have anything else?
That was really all I could find. I mean, a lot of everyone's just staying inside right now, just trying to stay safe. So I love how the stars are promoting that too. Just saying, you guys can be out. Because we still, it is still very contagious.
Awesome. All right, let's go to Doctor Who, the game that I just do the most terrible in, but let's play it.
Hey, you did good last time.
No, it was two weeks ago.
All right, you guys, I'm going to say the quote two times, okay?
All right.
First one. I had this whole thing about how I was going to build us a house, but I don't build houses because I'm a surgeon. I had this whole thing about how I was gonna build us a house, but I don't build houses because I'm a surgeon.
Derek?
Yeah, I thought the same thing too, Dr. Shepherd.
Or is it Tom or Owen?
Okay, you got that all wrong. It was Meredith, and she said this to Derek. Remember when she had the light candle and she was saying, this is where my kids are going to play.
I honestly thought it was from that scene, but I couldn't imagine Derek saying it. So that's why I was like, nah.
Yeah, that was Meredith. All right. You guys have one more chance. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't be a hero. You're my person. I need you alive. You make me brave.
Christina?
Tina.
One more time.
I'm Maria Menounos.
Don't be a hero.
I hate when she's my person.
I need you alive. You make me brave.
It's either Meredith or Christina. No.
What's your answer?
Crap.
Is it okay, Alex?
Can I give two?
Go for it.
It's either Meredith or crap. Why am I blanking on his name? Meredith or I'm just going to say Meredith.
Okay, Chelsea.
Meredith too.
Haley?
I said Alex.
That's
Oh, you guys should have stuck with your first answer. It was Christina.
Oh my god.
Right.
Cow's Girls always gets these right. She said Yang, and I'm looking at the chat, and I could have just gone on with it, but I was like, I'm just going to say something.
Oh, how did the chat do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Cow's Girls always gets it right every time. Oh, she's wow. Spot on.
One of these days, man. One of these days, I'm going to get them. Every single week, I'm going to get them right.
You had it, Benny, though. You guys should have stuck with your
gut. That was so close.
I'm trying to trick us. So I'm like, okay, what's the obvious choice? Nah, that can't be it.
Right. And then no, Lanisha, she'll go, I'm gonna say it one more time.
That's what got me. Because I was like, oh yeah, Christina. And then she's like, let me repeat this. I'm like, okay, obviously not Christina. She
tried to trick us. All right, let's go to our predictions. What do you ladies think is going to happen in the next episode and for the remainder of the season? Haley, let's start with you.
I think that Teddy is a ticking time bomb. I think it's only a matter of time before she completely breaks down and confesses everything to Owen. And then I honestly don't think that their relationship will be able to survive it. I think it's going to get to a place that they're Owen's going to have to take some time, really reconsider it. I'm worried that this will end up driving Amelia and Owen together a little bit, not to the point of like being a romantic relationship again, but enough to just cause some ripples and waves between her and Link, because I do think they're too good to be true right now. And then additionally, I still think Maggie and Jackson are in game and we're slowly going to get to that point.
What about you, Chelsea?
I think right now with DeLuca and Meredith, I think it's going to bring them a little bit closer. I think Meredith is going to keep her eye on DeLuca, and DeLuca is just going to keep going downhill. And I'm hoping that Meredith can help him before it gets too serious. I do think with Amelia and Link, it's just going to get stronger with the relationship, which is good. And then Joe and Schmidt are going to form a really great friendship. I could see that taking off. And with Teddy, she's going to still be indecisive between Tom and Owen. And I think it's just going to come out eventually that she has feelings for Tom, and Owen's going to get pretty hurt.
Okay. Lanisha?
I think DeLuca is going to get into a motorcycle accident with how that's going on the road and anatomy. So it's going to be very severe, but I don't think he's going to die. I think this is just going to be one of the things that's going to make Meredith have a hard time with, even though she's not in love with him. I think it's one of those, you kind of got to say what you got to say or do what you got to do to keep them a little bit more sane and keep them calm.
Yeah.
I think that Owen is going to catch Teddy in the act. I think Teddy is doing something with Tom and she go get caught by Owen. I hope that they leave Link and Amelia with their own storyline. Let them be happy. Let them be a cute little family. Leave them alone. And Jackson and Richard, I am excited to see that that grows. And Chelsea, you did make me think about maybe, Jackson might be the one that he confides in about his hand problem.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys, our live chat might be one of the best predictions yet. That's because it's a twist, okay? So Shy Gabby said, my prediction is the writers are tricking us into thinking that DeLuca has mania, and the twist is going to be that he is not, but his sister will be the one with the condition. So the audience will feel bad for DeLuca, and everyone in the hospital will feel guilty all this time for doubting him as a doctor.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
Well, they do that a little bit too.
They already have to feel bad because DeLuca was right about the human trafficking.
We'll see, but no one technically knows that yet. And which Audrey O says, I hope that the trafficking story comes back. Also, Team McWidow is going to develop more. And they also agree with you, Lanisha, that DeLuca equals accident.
Mm. All right. I actually like that prediction. That is a big plot twist. I was actually thinking that DeLuca does have some type of condition, but it's not mania.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. but I don't know. I also think that Maggie and Jackson are going to get back together. Teddy is going to stay with Hunt, and she's going to confess everything that she's been doing. And I think that it's just going to get really messy for her. And I hope Owen gets a storyline where it's not, where he's not in a love triangle, or he's not in a relationship, just his own storyline that deals with something else. Like DeLuca, you know, he has his own storyline. He's not, you know, dealing with a relationship or a love interest, and it's really interesting. So I kind of hope they give that to him, to give that to him. But that's my predictions. But that's all the time we have for you guys today. Thanks so much for watching. I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. Lanisha, go ahead and tune us out.
All right. You guys can follow me at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A, 914.
Go Haley. Ahead. All right. And then you can find me on Instagram. That's Haley Graves with two S's, H-A-L-E-Y-G-R-A-V-E-S-S. And on Twitter, Haley1Graves2.
And go for it, Chelsea.
And then you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker, and on Twitter at Chelsea Overocker.
Thanks for tuning in, you guys. We'll see you all next week. See you
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.